How old do you think a little boy or a little girl should be before they learn to be polite? One day? How old do you think? Two? So, not 10, not 6, not 5. Well, our story today is about a little boy who learned how to be polite from a very young age. And his name was Dick. And one day, Dick and his mom were getting on the city bus to go somewhere. And as they were looking for a place to sit, because the bus was pretty full, the bus started to move. And little Dick, he stumbled forward and he accidentally stepped on somebody's foot. And the man, he didn't look so happy about having his foot stepped on. And Dick said, "Excuse me, sir. I am so sorry. I tripped and I stepped on your foot and I just apologize. I'm so sorry that that happened." And Dick, the man was surprised to see a little boy be so polite like that and to apologize like that. And so he took Dick and he started asking him some questions. "What's your name?" "Dick Gentry, sir." "How old are you?" 4. "I'll be 5 soon." "Well, when's your birthday?" And so he told the man when his birthday was. And then after that, he and his mom found a seat and they got to where they were going. Well, when Dick's birthday came, because it was coming up soon, he'd told the man, he got a present in the mail. And it said, "From your friend on the bus." But it wasn't signed, and there was no return address. So Dick couldn't make a thank you card to send. And the next year, that happened. "To Dick Gentry, happy birthday from your friend on the bus." And this happened every year until Dick was 18 and he graduated high school. And that year he got, at that time, it was quite an expensive camera. Uncle Arthur says $75, but this was a long time ago, so it was quite an expensive camera. And so it had the same note, no return address, no name, just "To Dick, congratulations on graduating high school from your friend on the bus." Well, some time went by, and then there came winter time, and it got quite cold that winter. But then there was also a problem, because people heated a lot with coal, and there was a coal shortage, and the trucks weren't running, and so they couldn't get any coal. Well, Dick was still living with his mom and his dad, and they were getting older, and they were having trouble staying warm. And so Dick decided to call the coal company and see if he could get some coal sooner. And so he called up, and he said, "Oh, my parents, they're not feeling so well, and we need to have some coal so we can make the house warm for them. Can you please send us some coal?" And the person on the other end of the phone said, "I'm sorry, sir, but the trucks aren't going to be running until Monday." Well, this was Friday, so it was going to be a long, cold weekend, and he knew that wouldn't be good for his parents. "Oh, please, can't you? Well, what's your name?" "My name is Dick Gentry, sir." And he said, "I'll see what I can do." And so then, later that afternoon, a beautiful big Cadillac car showed up to his house. And he wondered, "What in the world? Who in the world?" And the driver got out and he said, "Are you Dick Gentry, sir?" And he said, "Well, yes, I am." He said, "Well, my boss sent something over." And he opened up the door of the Cadillac and he started to pull out bags of coal. And he had 6 bags of coal that he brought out. And he said, "In one of those, there's a note." And so after the man left, Dick looked through. And what do you think the note said? "To Dick Gentry from your friend on the bus." And then Dick finally figured it out, that his friend on the bus was the president of the coal company. And so he was able, and that all went back to just because a little boy had learned to be polite and say please and thank you. So we can think about that. We won't get gifts and things like that, but you know, it does make people happy when children are polite, because sometimes kids can be really rude. And so do you know, when we're polite, we show them the love of Jesus. when we smile at people, and when we say please and thank you, and if we accidentally bump into someone to say excuse me, that's one way we can show the love of Jesus. So let's think about that this week, and remember to always be polite. All right, you may go quietly back to your seats.